One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's a Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. And don't you know it, ladies and gentlemen, Baldwin McCullough Live, Stephen Baldwin here at the microphone. And usually what I say when I step to this microphone is, my name is Stephen Baldwin, and that guy is. But tonight we just don't care. Just kidding. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And I am Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and my partner, Kevin McCullough, the fabulous, brilliant Kevin McCullough. He's on assignment elsewhere. What we refer to here on Baldwin McCullough Live, whenever we have these opportunities where it's just me sitting in Kevin's chair. I'm like a little kid, you know. It's like I like to get sent to the principal's office, and when he gets up to go to the restroom, I kind of jump in his chair and swivel around a little bit. That's me. So I'm in Kevin McCullough's chair tonight here on Baldwin McCullough Live. He is out in California. I think we're going to have to – Kevin's going to check in with us, I think. I don't know when he's going to do that, but again, our number 888-340-3373. Boy, it's been kind of a crazy week. You know, I'm an actor. I'm a member of the Baldwin Acting Clan, and you know, for me on a daily basis, that's usually mostly a little creepy in a good way. You know, because somebody will come up to me and say, "Hey, you were great in Hunt for Red October." And I'll say, I'm 11 years younger than him. What are you talking about? But most of the time people will stop me. I went to a fabulous thing this afternoon, the Bark in the Park event with that other radio station that's pretty significant. Mark Levin, who Kevin hates when I mention other radio talk show hosts, but he's not here. And by the way, Ivan, did I tell you? Jackie, Ivan, it's official. I'm not turning my ringer off. I'm leaving my ringer on during the whole show, and it's that obnoxious old self, you know, old telephone ringer. So I'll be taking phone calls, like, in my personal life all program, just because I want Kevin, every time Kevin's checking in on the program tonight, and he hears my cell phone ring, he'll just be pulling his hair out. Get it? Pulling his hair out? Ba-dum-bum. So, it's been an interesting... I'm just kidding, Kevin. My phone's not on. Relax. Calm down. I'm a professional. You've trained me well. And I was here on time. Right, Jackie? Don't tell him how much on time, but I was on time. It's been a kooky week with all of the obvious stuff, you know, Snowden and this and that, and you know, all the stuff that's really stressing us out every day. But I heard the weirdest commercial. I was listening to a radio show, and I heard this advertisement for like some cancer treatment center thing, something, you know, I don't know what company it was. And it had these testimonials, like, you know, the guy, you have this older fellow going like, "My prostate's never felt so good," you know, and blah, 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 blah. And this woman comes on at almost at the end of the commercial. It's this whole, you know, normal kind of crescendo of a commercial. And this woman comes on and goes, "Well, yes, I really... you know, really enjoyed the whole program, and it was my first time with a robot." And I almost wish it was like a recording that I could rewind, because I like, did they really just do that? Did they really, like, have a woman say something that, like, you know, is traditionally referencing something obvious? It was my first time. Oh, my first time. So I guess the subliminal there is the woman's referencing the fact that she lost her cancer treatment robotic virginity. You know, I mean, that's kind of the double entendre there. That's the suggestion. She said, let me do it again. She goes, and the whole treatment was fantastic, and boy, it was my first time with a robot. And I'm sitting there going, where are we in culture and society that, like, advertising has to go there? It's like, what they're trying to do in this commercial is, they're trying to say, you know, and don't worry about any fear that you may have or insecurity about a robot being involved in this process, because we're going to now subliminally and psychologically play with you about, oh, hey, relax, you know, it's technology and it's a robot and, you know, that's all. Don't worry about it. Even though it's your first time with a robot, just relax. It's all going to turn out okay. Because, like, this whole robot thing and the future and technology and progress is all something that in advertising and marketing, that's what those companies want. They want us to buy their stuff and be brainwashed to the effect that all of this is stuff that we need to trust, and it's technology, and it's science, and it's the future, and it's all the stuff that we need. It helps us. Let me tell you something. I drive a 1987 Jeep Wrangler. There's not one dang computer in this thing. Not one. And I have spent more money in the last 15 years fixing my cars that have computers than that 1987 Jeep Wrangler. And I had my repair guy one time changing the oil in my Jeep say to me, well, you know, there's no computers in your Jeep. That's why it's more reliable. And it just when I heard that woman in the advertisement say it, I'll do it again. Well, everything turned out fine, and boy, it was my first time with a robot. These are the things that get my attention, people. And right there, the Baldwin McCullough Live radio show light bulb went off. I went, that creeped me out. I want to talk about that on the program. Is the future and technology and science and progress and robots and all of that stuff, is it really making your life easier? Because I can tell you right now, 25% of my time, probably more, I'm probably fibbing, I'm probably fudging there when I say that, but 25% of my day is spent wigging out, freaking out over my iPhone. I'm addicted to my iPhone. I went to get some stuff done at the AT&T store, because I use the iPhone with AT&T, because that's the first company that had it. So I just stick with whatever stuff. I don't want to change anything. Just leave it. Let me just, as long as the thing lets me do my business. I go in there, and I turned around, and I'm talking to my guy, and he said to me, you know, that one of the complications I was having, he said, well, you know, you may just want to switch phones. And I said to him, the iPhone is, you know, handheld smartphone for dummies. The iPhone is the easiest one to use. And I've been using it so much already, I couldn't. I've tried like Samsung and all these other, you know, these handheld. I can't. Somebody hands me their phone and says, "Take a picture." Forget it. It's like going to the moon for me to figure this. My daughter can like figure out a phone in 16 seconds. But it makes me, this robot thing really has brought me back to, I say to myself and my wife and my kids and friends and family and people, I say to them all the time, first of all, they're now making correlations between brain cancer and cell phone use. That's number one. And it's just got me hitting my head against the wall. What would my life be like if I just didn't use this, if I just left my cell phone alone for 8 hours of the day, picked up my messages at the end of the day, and returned all the phone calls and emails? Now, that's not the way, that's not the world we live in anymore. You can't do that. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough, the pundit and the town hall writer and then the Fox contributor. He's out in California. He's relaxing. But I want to know from you, the Baldwin McCullough listeners, what would your life be without all this technology? Easier? Harder? More stress-free? Let me know right after.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. Tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We'll be right back.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough is playing hooky. No, he's not. He's out in California. He's going to be checking in with us. Kind of a judo move here on Baldwin McCullough. It's usually me bouncing around somewhere and trying to find some way to get on the program. But Kevin gets to play hooky tonight, and I get to do what we call here at Baldwin McCullough Live the hostile takeover. It's kind of like when Kevin just somehow a synapse in his brain misfires, and he trusts that I can helm the program. The number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And I have put forth this idea for this evening, which is if you use a smartphone or a computer or an iPad or whatever, is your life easier as a result of that? Or are you stressed out probably more than you would like to be as a result? Because I mean, like I said, 25% of Stephen Baldwin's existence is either, where's my charger? Is my phone charging? Oh my gosh, who called me? What did I return that email? What's going on? Yada da 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 da. And I heard this commercial, and it was a robotic cancer treatment. And I wish I could have the audio on it, brother. I wish there's no way to find it. You know, that's an impossibility. But at the end of this robotic cancer treatment, this woman comes on and says, everything was fine when it was all over. And guess what? It was my first time with a robot. And I'm like, what? Did I just hear that correctly? That was just weird. The association of the suggestion, and even though it's just marketing and advertising and stupid, it just really made me stop and say, they're trying to get people to just be brainwashed in their marketing and advertising about being comfortable with this form of technology. And I just said, what's next? You know, because that's where it's going. And Ivan, probably in our lifetime. In our lifetime, there will be, you know, something that based on GPS drives your car for you. Or your car drives itself. And like you've seen on Star Trek, the computer that talks to you. They have that stuff now. You can have that stuff in your house, I believe. You could walk in and go, Betty. And he goes, yes, Mr. Baldwin. Turn on the lights in quadrant four. Heat the swimming pool to 97 degrees. You know, that stuff exists now. I don't know that it'll ever be that kind of thing for the masses, but certainly technology exists and progress continues to apparently make our lives better, faster, and easier. And I want to know, 888-340-3373. Is your life easier, faster, and simpler, and less stress-free? Have you even thought of that? Do you even think about it? Are you already so mind-controlled by all of this, what we call progress? Are we all such followers? Those of you that can hear my voice right now, are you like, do you not even think, do you ever stop and say to yourself, I wonder what Baldwin's saying is right. Like, I do freak out, and do I have my car charger and my house charger and my email and my... And then you meet those... I love when I meet people that go, I don't have that. Like, I don't have television at my house. My dad used to call the television the boob tube because it's so easy to walk in that room and flip the TV on, you know, and then just... Stop doing what you're doing. And I'm guilty of that, too. I don't have TV at my house, but I have an iPad. And just before I go to bed, I can sit there and go, let me just Google search the news. And let me just check AOL. And let me look at my stuff. And let me... and an hour and 45 minutes goes bed. I wanted to be in bed by midnight, and it's 2 in the morning. And I'm going, you know, that's 2 hours of sleep gone because I was distracted by this stuff. That's another demonstration, another example of what I'm talking about. I'll say it again. I'm addicted to my iPhone. I think they have like AA for this now, probably. There's probably a smartphone 12-step program. And look what they're doing with texting and driving. If you're so distracted or obsessive compulsive about your need for communication and texting that you'll do it while you're driving? I never do that. I never text and drive. Never do that. My daughters are the best because like I'll get to a red light and I'll just like quickly just look at my iPhone really quick and the dad, knock it. I'm like, I'm at a red light. Relax. They're like, no, not even at a red light. I'm like, okay, I love you. Thank you. But that's what freaks. This is what is amazing. Am I like addicted to my iPhone? No. In fact, I conscientiously every day put the phone in the other room and then just go eat my lunch and just, you know. But there's lots of you out there that don't do that. You can't do that. I know there's people that can even read. There's dudes out there, those geeked out, freaked out dudes that have the little holster. Yo, holster boy, call me now. Because if you got the holster on your belt for your phone, I don't care if it's for work. I want you to know, you're brainwashed, dude. And this is, it's just, again, it just got me wondering. Because as I said, I love when I meet those people that are like, I don't text. A lot of older folks are like that. They don't want to deal with figuring out that technology and the buttons are too small and they can't see it and da da da. That I understand. But then there's other people who, you know, you granola eating, you know, downward dog posing people who yoga themselves out every day. Okay? There's a whole lot of you that are all natural, this, that, who won't listen to use a cell phone. I love you guys the most. Please move into my house tomorrow. And you know, do a watch the watch. Hypnotize me with the watch and just say, Stephen, you're getting sleepy. You do not need your iPhone every day for 5 million hours. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And we're going to get to Pat in Dallas in just a second, right after this break. And we'll get to Daniel in Louisville, Kentucky. You guys hang on. We'll be right back. And we'll hear from Kevin McCullough, the fabulous. I want to know, are you addicted to technology? Does it make your life easier, less stressful, simpler, faster? We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Johnson.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and my partner on this program, Kevin McCullough, Fox contributor, Town Hall writer, contributor, and like uber genius. I don't know if his wife would agree with that. I think she'd say, yeah, you know, he's kind of like, I think he's cute in that kind of, he's pretty kind of smart way. I love gals that do that. My wife never does that. She goes, he's just cute. That's about it. Yeah. I'm stuck with it. Yeah. Love you, babe. Love you, too, honey. I just tweeted about the program. Kevin will be all excited about that. Kevin loves when I tweet the program. And I tweeted all about doing the hostile takeover. Stephen Baldwin here. Baldwin McCullough Live. 888-340-3373. On the big radio show. Kevin McCullough's in California. I've done the hostile takeover, and I'm in Kevin's seat. And we're on TV in Texas tonight. I don't know if we started in New York. Did we start in New York?
Not yet.
On the fabulous television network UAN in Texas. Hello to all our Texas folks. We love being on TV in Texas. Soon to be in New York on UAN. That's going to be amazing. Very excited about that. And let's go to the phones because I don't like making people hold on. Kevin makes them hold on forever. I don't do that. You know, so we're going to be talking to these folks in a second here. We're going to talk about, is technology, your smartphone and, you know, robots that do cancer surgery and all the computers in your vehicles, is all this stuff making your life easier, really? Or are you like me? Are you addicted to your iPhone, totally stressed out? Where's your car charger? Is that better? Or am I just brainwashed like everybody else that's just, I mean, everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody. I mean, that's nuts. Let's go to Pat in Dallas, Texas on, Pat in Dallas, Texas. Go ahead, Pat. You're on with Stephen Baldwin here on Baldwin McCullough Live. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, Stephen, I had called to talk about motors, but very quickly, hopefully you'll let me say, I love my cell phone for an emergency, but most of the time I set it aside and answer the calls in the evening.
Oh, Pat.
Return the calls.
Lord bless you, Pat. Where do I get that discipline?
Yeah, well, you'd be on the phone all day long to phone calls you didn't really want.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
I did want to say my son has continually mentioned that he would love to rebuild car motors, new motors for automobiles without computers.
There you go.
Because the diagnosis on problems would be almost immediate, and you would not have to spend 2 or 3 days trying to diagnose it through a computer.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, Pat. That's exactly. At the top of the program, did you hear me say I drive a 1987 Jeep Wrangler?
No, I didn't.
There's not one computer in the whole vehicle.
I would love to have that.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you for it.
Thank you, Pat. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Well, there you go. There's, homage there to Pat in Texas, who, you know, only has the cell phone around for an emergency and then maybe checks her calls at, like, in the early evening, yada, and just relaxes. She's not allowing all of this brainwashing that goes on with progress in technology to affect her. Way to go, Pat. But do me a favor, Pat, get your cell phone now and send out a text message to all of your contacts, please, to listen to Baldwin McCullough Live Radio Show. Just saying. Thanks, Pat. All right, we're going to go to Ralph in Red Bank. Here comes Ralphie boy. Ralphie! There's my buddy.
Yes, Mr. Martinez. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Ralph. Now, hold on. Before you even go off on one of your rants, hold on a second. Whatever it is that is your response, it can't be blamed on Obama. Go ahead.
No, as a matter of fact, it was computer and I believe telephone that fulfilled Obama to the top. That was the disadvantage that McCain had back in an election of 5 years ago. But when I first came into this country, the year was 1982. This thing called cellular telephone and computer.
Hey, Ralph, do me a favor, brother Ralph. I'm gonna have you hold on right now. We'll be right after the break.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. .com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986. 673.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. And the number is 888-340-3373. And tonight we're talking about this totally creepy radio advertisement I heard for a robotic cancer treatment. And at the end of it, this lady comes on and goes, "And everything just turned out fabulous. And by the way, it was my first time with a robot." I mean, I'm driving. I was swerved my car off the road. I'm like, what? Did that just happen? That like they like were suggestive in that way about like a robotic cancer treatment? You got to be kidding me! That's just wrong. That's wrong. And some of you people out there with, like, really pure, wholesome minds, like my wife, like, you don't even get what I'm saying. You're going, like, well, so what? So? The lady was just saying maybe she was scared and everything turned out fine. No, that's not what they're saying. They're deliberately doing a double entendre. Yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I want to know. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. If you have a smartphone, or you have navigation in your car, or whatever it is all this stuff that's progress in technology, is it really making your life easier? Or is it stressing you out and you don't even know it? That's the creepiest thing, and you don't even know it. What would your life be like if you didn't have a smartphone or a computer? Or let me be reasonable. If you only were able to do that stuff, like at the end of the day, an hour or two before bed, you know, you just checked your email. But what if that was it? Because me, I'm like, I have the iPhone with the Mophie battery charger because I'm so wigged out about my phone dying that I have to have a little gadget plugged, like, that hooks onto my phone and makes it 50 pounds. And I lug this thing around, but I do that because if I want to use it as a weapon of defense, that's how I think. I'm weird, you know. I watch too many movies where the guy uses, like, a pen cap to, like, murder someone. You know, I want to be that guy. You know, real Mission Impossible stuff. But, yeah, so my Mophie is really not just a charger for my iPhone. My Mophie is, you know, a secret name for a weapon that I could use to scoop your eyeball out. So there, don't mess with me. But I want to know, are you like me? Are you not able to consciously stay away from all this technology? Are you freaking out? Where's the keys to my car? That's one thing. Where's the charger to my phone that goes in the car that needs to be in the kitchen where I charge on my... And what's the battery level of my phone? And that's what I want to know. Because it's getting crazy. Let's go back to the phones here for a second. We were talking with our good friend, Ralph. Ralph from Red Bank, New Jersey. Ralph, can you hear me okay, Ralph? Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yes, sir. As I said, when I first came with...
Uh-oh.
The president at that time, you know, the unheard of. And later on down the line, around the time when Bill Clinton was president, we had a cell phone and we had a computer.
Right.
We call it, you know, notebook back then. Nowadays it's called what? Tablet, stuff like that.
Yeah, now, yeah, it's getting fancier.
The easy thing that you can get out of a cell phone and a computer is you can text, message someone where in the country. And in the case of the computer, you can email them, and they can communicate you back through your computer. So it makes life easy now.
Right.
That means you don't have to go to the post office, you know, say happy birthday to someone, say in California or Florida.
Right.
Or happy, fifth anniversary.
Hold on now, Ralph. Now, hold on, because you make a good point. Like, you know. Through your computer now, you can go get the paper and make stamps at your house.
Right.
And then, like you said, you can send like an email birthday greeting. Now, that second stuff, you know, sending an email, like you ever see that like subject line in the email? Someone has sent you a birthday. Don't you feel, Ralph, like that? Like the warmth and the humanity has been lost in that. Like remember when somebody you could hear somebody's voice and pick up the phone, or you know you got a handwritten letter or a knock on the door and somebody brought you like some flowers or something. You know, just where's the personal touch is being lost.
It all depends on the person doing it. You feel that's the easy way for you to do those things, then you go for it. But otherwise, you know, you still use the post office to mail things to someone, somewhere in this country. But let me ask you this question. Don't you think that it's robotic, this whole idea now that Google is coming up with this, a car that drives by itself, and the car we talk about is Prius? What about the drone? That's a robotic thing, too.
Exactly to my point, Ralph. I didn't even know what you're talking about. Google has a system that's coming out.
A car that drives by itself. It's a Prius model.
They're going to have a new form of a Prius that drives by itself.
That's what I didn't hear. The New York Times said.
Just to show you how... Just to show you how seriously committed to this next crazy idea I am, I'm going to announce it here on Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm going to find out.
Would I ever get on a car that drives by itself? Probably not.
But you know what I'm going to do, Ralph? I'm going to take advantage of all this technology. I'm going to find out when they launch that car from Google that's a Prius that drives itself, and I'm going to throw my body in front of it for an insurance claim.
Let's see. I mean, another division. That's the experience that came out for you.
Sure I can settle out of court with Google just fine. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Google's coming out with a car that drives. This is what I'm talking about. It's already, oh, my goodness. All right. Well, Baldwin McCullough Live, we want to know. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. With your smartphone, is it making you smarter and less stressed out? And we'll get right back to you, Teresa, in 1 second, right after this.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor. And everybody's been asking me, you're not doing the acting so much. I don't see you. Well, so, it's because I'm on my iPhone too much in the last 5 years. Now, I got a big movie coming out October 18th. I'm in Love with a Church Girl with Ja Rule. You know Ja Rule. He talks like this. What up, yo? Did a bunch of videos with J-Lo. That's going to be fun. I'm in love. Oh, I'll tell you about that later. Kevin will let me promote that on the program, I think. For free, even. Who knows? wishful thinking. Kevin will take it out on my hide, I'm sure. Hey, you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. It's 888-340-3373. Is the number, 888-340-3373. Just had a great call from Ralph. He told me about this car, this Google car that's a Prius that drives itself. It's already running around, you said, Ivan. Yeah. Well, but what is it? What is it, just doing nothing? Or, like, people drive in it?
No, somebody sits in it, I believe.
Somebody sits in it.
Right, and then it drives itself.
And so it's a vehicle, it can be my personal vehicle to take me, I can say, go to Whole Foods Market.
Yeah.
And then it just drives me there.
Yeah.
I'm never doing that, dude. I'm never doing that. No way, Jose. Boy, we should make a movie with that, Ivan. With our iPhones. Imagine getting one of those things and, like, trying to distract it and, you know, pulling the plug on it and, like, pulling out, like, a little SIM card or something, you know, just doing something to mess it up. And then it's just like when I was back in Massapequa.
Or pouring coffee on it.
Yes, exactly. No, that's perfect. Call the Google guys, say we want to do a promotional thing for the radio show, and then be driving and, like, accidentally spill the Starbucks on the top of it. Watch it just fritz out. And then the gas pedal goes to the floor, and we're going, yeah, go Prius, go Google, baby. That'd be hilarious. I mean, we'd die, but they'd have the footage. And we'd be, like, legendary for a day. And then technology would, you know, take over and tell stories, and they'd forget us. Oh, my goodness. I'm going off on a tangent here. It's Stephen Baldwin, Baldwin McCullough Live. I want to know, is your smartphone and your computer and your tablet, like Ralphie said, your tablet, I love it, and a Kindle, they give them these cute names now, so it's all part of the brainwash. That's not something that distracts me from life. That's my Kindle. That's my friend. That's little Bobby Kindle. Oh boy. That's the question I've set forth today on Baldwin McCullough Live. If you have your iPhone, is your smartphone making you smarter? Is it a blessing? Or are you like me? Are you just stressed out even more because it's right there and you're not supposed to text and drive and you can't control yourself? Yada, da, 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 da. 888-340-3373. We're taking your calls, and we'll be right back after this on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.